me why you offered this proposal.
A Sunday, it's almost, what, been 10 days now. And we were listening, and both Heidi and I, and there were many, many senators on a secured call, basically having the administration telling us why they had to have an imminent strike immediately. And we listened to everything. They made their pitch the best they could. And after it was over, guess who calls me immediately? My dear friend Heidi. She said, Joe, can you believe this stuff? And I said, Heidi, I cannot. And she says, we got to do something. I said, you're right. I said, we can't just sit back and let. They won't give us an option. So I immediately came back because I'm in West Virginia. I'm a 3 or 4 hour drive away. So I said, I'll come right back and you get there. And she got there as quick as she could. We started working immediately. Our staff started working immediately, putting an option together. And we went to every meeting, every briefing, every secured meeting, the Armed Services Committee I serve on, Foreign Relations Committee. And Joel, at the end of the day, on the past Thursday, Heidi and I came to conclusion that they were hell-bent on a military strike and didn't want to have an option. They said, there is no other options. And we said, that's ridiculous. And we said, if it's all about chemical weapons and it's got us to the brink of war, why don't we try to secure the chemical weapons? All they wanted to do was attack. And by attacking, they said, we're not going to take out the regime and we're not going to be able to secure the weapons because we're not going to put boots on the ground. If you're not going to do any of those things, what are you doing? And Russia had already telegraphed and said, anything, any assets, military assets that you destroy in Syria, we'll replace immediately. So we've got, you know, the brink of a real powder keg going on here, and we thought cooler heads have to prevail. That's how we got all of the expertise from the military, the diplomatic world, if you will, and everybody to get together, and smarter people that have been in this position before, and we kept just demanding, you got to give us a viable option. And it came up with, why don't you have the Chemical Weapons Convention, which is 191 countries strong, make them sign up. If they don't sign up in 45 days, then unleash if the government feels that we need to. But in that period of time, the president has to give us a plan of what Syria will look like if we intervene and strike and if we don't intervene. So it was a well-thought-out plan. We presented that, and we got it finalized on Thursday. We finalized all the language between Heidi and myself on Friday, and we started sending it to the administration. They have it. We've sent it to all of our colleagues. They have it, and we're getting an awful lot of play on it. And all of a sudden, here comes Russia saying, hey, we kind of like that, you know. And I don't believe that Russia or any country can take the lead. It has to be an international movement. And that's why we still believe there has to be a vote, and there has to be compliances with that vote.
I'm going to go to Senator Heitkamp on this. Senator, have you heard from the White House? What's been their take on your plan?
Well, I mean, obviously the president has been asked about alternatives, and he has said he'd entertain any viable alternative. But you know, what's interesting, and just to add to Joe's comment, we were told last week that Russia would never agree to bring influence in Syria to bring them in compliance with the Chemical Weapons Convention. You know, and there's just a whole lot of kind of, this is what's going to happen, that's not what's going to happen. And my argument is, you don't know until you ask. You don't know until you've approached the subject. And what we're seeing now play out is a very fluid situation, which I think dovetails with the proposal that Senator Manchin and I have put before the United States Senate. And we're waiting to find out if this diplomatic kind of turnaround is actually real. But we cannot let the heat up on Syria. We absolutely have to show that this country continues to deliberate through our democratic process, but that when somebody tells me that there's only one of two options, I usually say, let's rethink this. Let's put a list of what's possible, what the other options are, and that's really what Senator Manchin and I did last week.
Hey, Joe, Heidi's saying there. We truly believe that there's more responsibility of being a superpower than just having a super military might to do what you want to anywhere in the world. You have to have super negotiations powers. You have to have super diplomacy. You have to have super patience and super humanitarian aid when needed. All that goes with the title of being the superpower. And we didn't think that that was being shown at the level that we knew we could.
Senator Manchin, if the vote was held on the resolution from the Intelligence Committee, the Senate Committee today, are the votes there to pass what the
president
wants?
They know the vote is not there, Joel, I'm telling you, the vote isn't even close to being there in the Senate, even though they thought they had the Senate. And I'm saying that because we spoke to so many of our colleagues. You have 40 of them saying they're undecided. Joel, they're decided. They're just kind of being kind, hoping there's another option that will be accepted before they say no.
Does that open up the opportunity, Heidi, for a proposal like this to pass? Will you get a vote on your proposal?
I think we need to remember that what brought us to this discussion was a heinous war crime, the use of chemical weapons. I think both Joe and I are convinced that this attack was carried out by the regime. We cannot let this stand, but it's a crime not only against the Syrian people, it's a crime against humanity that calls for an international community response, and we're seeing that play out right now. But we believe that our proposal begins to address the critical act, which is the use of chemical weapons.
Joe, Senator Heitkamp, that isn't what I asked you, Senator Heitkamp. I asked you whether, in fact, what's happening here, because as Senator Manchin said, and I think you believe as well, the votes aren't there in the Senate. If that doesn't mean it isn't time for the President of the United States to basically negotiate with the people of his own party and others to let your resolution go forward.
Well, I think the president is, we're going to know more about the president's thinking after the caucus meeting at 12:30 today.
Hey, Joe, let me say this. Heidi and I don't have, there's no pride of authorship or ownership here. We want everyone to be involved. We just provided, and we're the only senators that have worked as long and hard as we have to provide a viable option. If somebody else wants to take ownership, if they want to tweak a few words and say, well, it's ours, that's fine with me. If that gives us peace and gives us a chance to have a peaceful solution versus taking us on the brink of war, I'm happy with that, too.
Well, I applaud both of you for offering this. I'm firmly behind any other option other than the ones being presented by the administration and the committee. But in that vein, let me ask you this, Senator Manchin. Would you, if you were sitting in that Oval Office today as President of the United States, would you accept the offer and explore the offer offered by the Russians themselves?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Senator Heitkamp, I want to ask you that same question.
Well, I think I would, and I think the president is, along with the rest of the international community.
Here's the thing, Joel. The bottom line is first of all, when you look at us going in alone right now, even the closest ally we thought was going to support us was France. This morning, France says they're going to go with a resolution to the UN. They're not even going to support it until the inspectors come back with their report, and now they want a resolution. Everybody's looking for a peaceful solution to this, but also bringing these heinous crimes and this absolutely carnage to a stop.
And if the goal is to secure the chemical weapons, there's no doubt that the path that we suggested that's being pursued right now is a much better path to achieve that goal. Involving the international community, making sure that this is verifiable, making sure that we are moving forward to actually prevent an attack like this from ever happening again.
But Senator
Heitkamp,
no one
can forget that he gassed hundreds of his own people, including children.
Senator Heitkamp, I understand that, and I think you guys are spot on. My point is this. I'm not convinced that the Russians make this offer unless you and Senator Manchin put this proposal out there. I think they saw that there's wiggle room within the halls of Congress, that the votes weren't there in the Senate, that this thing wasn't going to snowball, and that as both of you have stated right here on statewide radio, that unless we come to an alternative, this Congress isn't going to move on this. So that alone, Senator Manchin, should get the president to realize that some compromise has to be made here.
Joe, first of all, you have to applaud the president for bringing it to us. He brought it to Congress, okay? And I expect him to take Congress's advice. He knew he didn't have, I think he knows explicitly well, that he does not have the support of Congress for a military strike. I'm sure that Russia would have liked for him to have had a political defeat. I'm sure of that. The bottom line is that we're all looking for a resolution. When we and Heidi and I put this forward, I hope that they all looked, the international community looked and said, hey, there is a viable option. Let's do that. Let's go right to the chemical weapons and see if we can get any buy-in on this thing. And now the Russians, I don't believe that, you know, our skepticism of the Russians being honest deal brokers, I don't think that goes very far in my state of West Virginia, nor do I think it probably goes very far in North Dakota. With that being said, we do have the Chemical Weapons Convention, which is a CWC that has an organization that has an enforcement agent to that can verify that can go in and do their job. It's not the United States taking the lead and so they didn't do this or did that, and it's not Russia, it's not Iran or anybody else. And that's what should be done. That's why we'll still, I believe, need a vote on something viable. And if all the other senators now are looking for other options that mirror what we have, God bless them. We're happy.
Senator Heitkamp, to your constituents in North Dakota, if, in fact, your resolution comes to the floor of the Senate and gets approved, then would that come with authorization on your part to give the president the ability to use force?
What the resolution says is whatever power the president has today, he still has after this resolution.
But my point is, does he have your vote if your resolution passes?
Well, I'm voting for our resolution, and he's going to have to decide. But we're extraordinarily hopeful that we can engage the international community in ways that will prevent any military intervention.
Okay.
Joe, I believe that the president has the War Powers Act. Now, there's some people believe it's unconstitutional. I don't. I believe it's very clear that we've passed it. I believe it's constitutionally sound. I believe he has that, whether it's this president or any, the office of the presidency has that war-powered act to act on our best interests in a limited capacity.
And I had Senator Hovind on this very air, and I asked him as a member of the minority party and the opposition party to the president. I said, do you believe that the president has the power to do this on his own? And he said, absolutely. He said, yes, he does, under
we're
the War
on
Powers
agreement.
Act.
Okay, yeah. And I think that's the majority of the Senate is in that agreement. All we're saying is he has the right to use his best judgment for the interest of our country. That's the office of presidency. That's what he's elected to do. We're just saying cooler heads will prevail, and for 45 days, we think we can get a buy-in, which you're seeing happening now, of the international community.
And Joel, I want to make this point because it is absolutely critical. We have a democratic process. The president has engaged that process. It is important that we come to a strong consensus resolution, and we think that our resolution is that consensus resolution that can have our country speak with one strong voice about how we feel about chemical weapons attack, which is what, in fact, has brought us to this discussion. And so, you know, for people who look at this process, you should be extraordinarily proud that we're having this dialogue, that everybody, and I've said this before, I've sat through the classified briefings, and there is not a partisan question there. There is only good questions and real questions and sometimes less than adequate responses. And that's one of the things that I'm looking for the president to be a little clearer than what we got last week. But let me tell you, this process is working its way forward. What we've done is propose a resolution that we hope will develop into a consensus product and can speak for the rest of this country and will move us forward in the right direction.
Senators, I don't think we reached the point we are in this debate without this resolution. I thank you for it. I think there has to be an alternative to what's been talked about so far, and I agree. I said the same thing with George W. Bush. I said he should go to Congress. I believe that Barack Obama should have went to Congress, and so hats off. I love the process because I think it can work. It's going to be ugly in the meantime, but thank you both for offering this resolution and coming on News and Views. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
You bet. You know what this makes them in their caucus? You know what this makes them in the White House? Imagine what President Barack Obama is saying about Senators Manchin and Heitkamp right now. He isn't saying, boy, I like those two. I mean, that is not what he's saying. But you know what? There's something much more important at play here than the popularity of being, you know, a rising star in your own party, as both of those two are. You know, they've got a constituency to represent, and they've got a war to avoid. And so I applaud both of them for doing it, and I'd love to hear what you think about it.